KINF, 99.1 FM and AM 730.
From the News Radio, AM 730, KINF News Center, I'm Jack Cameron, updating one of the biggest stories in the Treasure Valley when it happened a couple of years ago, and also during the subsequent trial. Sentencing now on the calendar for a Boise woman and her then-boyfriend who were convicted in the 2009 death of the woman's 8-year-old son. Melissa Jenkins and Daniel Ehrlich will be sentenced in September in the beating death of Robert Manuel. Ehrlich was convicted of first-degree murder and faces life in prison. He'll be sentenced September 2nd. Jenkins has pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting second-degree murder. Prosecutors saying she knew Ehrlich was beating her son and did nothing to stop it. Jenkins' plea agreement calls for up to 25 years in prison. She's now set for sentencing the same day as her former boyfriend. Breaking news this hour, a possible drowning in Black Canyon Reservoir. Gem County authorities are searching for a missing 18-year-old woman who witnesses say may have slipped off a raft and drowned overnight. Reports say several people were on the raft when it overturned. Everyone involved except the young woman have now been accounted for. Searchers using watercraft and an airplane to cover the area at this hour. A big spike in weekend DUI arrests in Boise, big enough that it's being compared to a football Saturday night. Boise police arresting 26 people, including two who face excessive DUI charges. That means blood alcohol level 2.5 times the legal limit. Police say some weekend activities that involve a certain amount of boozing, notably Bam Jam and the Barley Brothers Traveling Beer Show, contributed to the increase in arrests. They say, though, that the organizers of those events are not at fault. Extra cops on the job as part of a specialized task force focused on getting drunk drivers off the road. Do your kids spend summer days on the Boise River? That's long been a hot spot on hot days for Boise's young people. But police now say an increase in everything from minor offenses, like riding boogie boards tethered to ropes, to more serious behavior, such as jumping off the Marden Bridge onto swimmers or rafts below, and even fights, are being reported. Boise police and Greenbelt Rangers want a more efficient way to corral the young offenders. The Boise City Council tomorrow is set to consider a change in the laws involving juvenile offenses at places like the Boise River. Currently, if an officer wants to punish an offender, a misdemeanor arrest must be made and the case run through juvenile court. Police say that's expensive and time-consuming, and they have a better idea. Let officers write up offending juveniles on the spot for infractions instead. That would be issuing a ticket for a $98 fine, even to juveniles. Important story in the news because another hot day today, very little wind. Rachel Garceau will update us on the weather in just a moment. It's a wired world, and electronic devices are in schools throughout the Treasure Valley. Now a special task force looking into how all those iPods, tablets, and other devices can be used for education. News Radio AM 730 KINF's Don Wimberly at the Capitol.
The Students Come First Task Force opened a two-day session in Boise, hearing a presentation from Jill Moorhead, the Director of Technology in the Canby, Oregon School District. Moorhead told the task force members advanced technology in the classroom is no silver bullet, but he says effective use of iPods and other devices can help increase achievement scores in standardized testing. Moorhead says iPods can turn non-readers into readers. From the State House, I'm Don Wimberly, News Radio AM 730 KINF.
Your AM 730 KINF weather now from KTRV Channel 12's Rachel Garceau.
Get ready for another sunny and hot afternoon around the valley, and we'll see barely a breeze today. Look for an afternoon high of 94 degrees with nothing but sunshine all day. With your News Radio AM 730 KINF forecast, I'm 12 KTRV's Rachel Garceau.
All right, Rachel, more news from America's Radio News Network is coming up on the other side of the break. In the News Radio AM 730 KINF News Center, I'm Jack Cameron.
Fast-paced, issue-oriented, entertaining.
Barack Obama negotiates like Yasser Arafat. He didn't get every single thing he wanted. All of a sudden, terrorism would happen. And Obama's using terrorism by attacking people personally. He's terrorizing old folks, making them think the world's going to come crashing down. And then what did the Israelis do? They'd give Yasser Arafat a little bit more and more and more and more, and then he'd go and terrorize again.
Tune in weekday evening for the Rusty Humphrey Show on News Radio KINF 99.1 FM and AM 730.